And one of the things we do, and when we come together, of course, as we have been doing already this evening, we've been singing praises to God. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, Paul says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Yes, we sing praises to God. We exalt Him in the songs we sing. And that's what we're supposed to do. But notice what it says there in verse 16. He says we're teaching and admonishing each other. We're setting an example where the words we speak are not only for us, but it's for everyone else also. So it's a collective building up and studying and learning the will of God. So the question tonight we have before us is, why do we sing? Now, that may be a question you may think, well, why would we even have to ask the question? But everything we do in Christ, we need to have a reason for doing it. We don't just sing because we want to. We should enjoy the singing that we do, and it should be an uplift to us when we do that. But singing is a unique characteristic of worship as God's people, as Christians. You go back to the Old Testament, and yes, they in the worship, for example, and under the law of Moses, yes, they did sing, but the way they sung, they sung according to the Psalms, and there were certain ways that it was done. If you can look back and read some of the writings of the Jewish rabbis of old time, how they did their worship, it was in many ways a lot different from what we do. There was this very strict, guarded way that it was done, a very strict ritual of ways that it was done. And so when we come together and sing as God's people, we're worshiping God, and they were worshiping according to God's will. I'm not saying they weren't, but there was much more of a ritualistic kind of worship that they did under the law of Moses and than we do today. The Lord gives us more of a freedom to sing and to worship Him and praise Him as we would desire to do. And of course, it has to be according to the will of God. We sing when we assemble together, and sometimes we sing individually when we're alone for whatever reason it might be. And sometimes maybe at special events, or sometimes, for example, at a funeral, for example, we'll sing praises to God and to remember the one that's passed away. So there's many different reasons why we would sing. But we go back to Colossians 3:16. He says, first of all, he says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom." So the word of Christ in our hearts and our minds is what is to be expressed in the singing and the praise of God in song that we do. And he says, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Whatever kind of song we sing, and I've read different explanations as to what the exact difference between those three things are, and it really depends on whose commentary you read as to what they say about them. But they're all acceptable ways of singing to God. It's just different types of songs, and as long as they are acceptable to God and teach truth, we can sing those. And he says, singing with grace in your hearts unto the Lord. When we sing with grace toward God, it means that we are giving Him thanks for what He has done. When God has grace for us, it means He is giving to us a blessing that we don't earn and have not, we don't deserve. And He gives it to us anyway. And so when the New Testament, and the New Testament especially, when it talks about singing or praying with grace in our hearts to God, it means we're giving thanks to Him. God gives to us, but we give back to Him by our thanksgiving and our praise. So Christianity in some ways is a unique activity that we have that nobody else has in man-made religions. Now, some may sing songs of different kinds, but usually it's just a special group that does it. We're commanded as God's people, all of us, to sing praise to God. So why then do we sing? Well, I've thought about several different ideas as to why that is. And These are not original with me. I've heard other people write and say about the same things. But first of all, we sing because Jesus wants us to sing. In other words, it is part of God's plan. And in the book of Matthew, for example, before Jesus and his apostles, before he was taken, after the partaking of the Passover and the Passover institution of the Lord's Supper, it says when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. So they were singing praises to God on that night. And in Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 5 verse 18, he says, we'll go back to verse 17. He says, therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So these things are part of the will of the Lord. And do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Well, hopefully we don't have to be told that first part. But if we do, he says, don't do that, but be filled with the Spirit. Well, how are we filled with the Spirit? Why, we believe and obey the gospel of Christ. We receive the gift of the Holy Spirit as our comforter and strength in our service to the Lord. But notice what he does. Says right after that, be filled with the Spirit. And then he says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns, hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's what we are to do in our singing. It says they're speaking to one another. In Colossians, we teach each other. Here we speak to each other. And it's not just our service to from us to God, but to each other also, to build each other up in the faith of our Lord. So we have to obey what God wants, what Christ wants for us, if we're going to be acceptable to Him, because He says there, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. So it's not just the noise that comes out of our mouth. It's with the heart, with the mind, with the understanding that we do this. In 1 Corinthians, Paul says, I will pray with the Spirit and pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit and sing with the understanding. So it's not just what we're doing outwardly, but it is within, with an understanding and following the Lord's will. So he says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And then he says in verse 20, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that goes also to prayer and different things of worship that we do. So singing is part of our worship to God. And we don't have to meeting together to sing praises to God. We can do that individually, or maybe sometimes we're with some other people and they want to sing also, but we can do it there. But especially when we meet together, we're talking about singing as we are God's people meeting together. We also sing we are to sing with gratitude in our hearts to God because of the reasons that we can be thankful to Him. We go back to Colossians again, Colossians 3 and verse 16. He says in verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. But notice what verse 17 says. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So this is not just God's will and Christ's will for us to sing praises and to build each other up in that way. It says also, whatever we do in word or in deed. Now, that pretty much covers everything, what we say and what we do, which, of course, goes back to our heart or mind or understanding. It says, whatever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. In other words, by His authority, by His guidance, and by His strength. And He says, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So we're to constantly give thanks to God the Father. And that's part of singing praises to God, giving thanks should be an everyday thing in our life. Sometimes we pray and we ask God for things, but we don't take time to give Him thanks for what we have. Well, singing praises is part of the way we do that. And we praise God in song. And so whether it's by prayer or by singing or our life itself, the example that we set, we are to praise God every day we live. We sing to praise God with our spirit and our mind. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I mentioned a few moments ago. 1 Corinthians 14 and there in verse 15 and 16. He says, what is the conclusion? What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the spirit. I will pray with the understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Otherwise, if you bless with your spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the informed say amen, giving of thanks, since he does not understand what you say? For indeed, give thanks well, but the other is not edified. We have to understand what we say and what we preach and what we teach. And the singing that we do is to be an example to others around us. And Paul wanted us to understand to do this in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 24. Jesus was talking to the woman at the well of Samaria. And she was trying to understand who Jesus was. And so when she came to the conclusion he was a prophet of God, which he was. He was more than that, but he was a prophet. She said, well, okay, you Jews say we're supposed to worship at Jerusalem, and we say here at this mountain in Samaria, which is right. Well, Jesus said the Jews are right because they're following the law. But he says, but there's coming a time when those who serve God, those who worship God, will worship in spirit and in truth. In other words, no longer is the place important, but the attitude of the heart and mind in which we serve God in doing so. So when Paul says, I'll pray with the Spirit and pray with the understanding, we're to do that. We're to sing with the Spirit and sing with the understanding. And so he says then, here again, he says we sing to build each other up in our faith. Again, back to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 26. Paul is writing there. 1 Corinthians 14, 26, he says, how is it then, brethren, when you come together, each one of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, an interpretation, let all things be done unto edification. Now, he's talking there specifically about miraculous gifts, but the principle is the same. When we come together, when we sing, we're to build each other up in the faith. That's what the word edify means. He said, let all things be done for edification, whether it's partaking the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week, whether it's praying or singing or preaching, and then helping each other in everyday life with the needs of and necessities of life. All of this in our worship and our service is bound up in this idea of doing things according to the will of God. All that we do in our worship and our service should be to build each other up for the ultimate goal of eternal life. That's why God wants us to come together, to worship collectively as His people. Yes, we can worship individually sometimes in singing or prayer, however we do that. But He wants us to come together as the church in the first century did on the Lord's Day, because the collective help and strength that we get from each other should be an encouragement every day we live to build each other up in the body of Christ. And sometimes one of us is down or having trouble or problem, and by doing so, we can be built up. And when we're doing well, someone else may be in that condition and need to be encouraged and strengthened. And so that's the idea here in 1 Corinthians 14, to let all things be done unto edification, to the building up of the body of Christ and each one individually, that we're to do so. We also sing to strengthen the word of Christ among our brothers and sisters. Again, we go back to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, and we begin at verse 15. He says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. That's why he says to lead in to the idea of singing praises to God. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. So how do we do that? By increasing our faith, by studying and learning and putting into practice. To which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. You were called in one body of Christ. Jesus is the head of the church. We are the body of Christ. Every one of us is a part of that body. He says, then let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. We sing with grace and honor to God in the way that we sing every day. And then he says, and whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So we're to help others along the way, to build ourselves up as much as possible. Excuse me. But we have to do that so that we can build each other up and be strong in the faith ourselves, and to help others along the way. So singing is part of that. Excuse me. We sing also because we are happy. Now, that's one of the reasons we're expected to sing, and God wants us to do that. Turn over to James chapter 5. James chapter 5, he says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Now, that can be individually or that can be collectively. Is anyone among you suffering? Well, usually when we're suffering, when we're having a difficult time, whether it's physical suffering or emotional or spiritual, however it may be, we want to pray and ask God's help and strength. And Romans chapter 8 tells us that when we get in that condition where we're really having a difficult time and maybe we don't even know exactly what to pray for, Romans chapter 8 verse 26 says, the Spirit helps our infirmity, and he intercedes to God the Father for us on our behalf. Well, here he says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Well, that's not the only reason for prayer, but that's one of them. He says, is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Now, that's not the only reason for singing psalms and praises to God, but it's one of them, and that's one of the things that we need to do for each other, to sing, to build each other up in our service to God. And we become cheerful because God's blessings come upon us even in difficult times. And sometimes God never promised that when we become a child of God, a Christian, a servant of God, that he's going to take all our problems away from us. He never promised that. In fact, Jesus told his apostles on several occasions, if you follow me and you continue to follow me, you're going to be persecuted. He says they're going to dislike or even hate you like they did for me too. But he says, but if you'll be faithful to the end, you'll receive a crown of life. And so we can be cheerful, and even in difficult times, we can build each other up when we come together to worship and to sing. We sing also to remember our joy. Just like the word that we bring into our life and mind and heart, and live accordingly. And it, sometimes that singing does, in fact, replace some of the difficulties and problems in life. It builds us up and gives us a better attitude toward the problems that we face each day of life. But we sing to remember God's goodness and his constant blessings. Turn back to Ephesians chapter 5 again. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18, he says, again, do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Well, how are we filled with the Spirit? By our faith, our obedience to the will of God, by meeting together to worship, to build each other up, to know that we can be a help to others as they are a help to us. He says, speaking one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to take time to give thanks to God for all that we have done, for all that He has done for us, and all the opportunities we have to do good to others, to teach and to set an example, help people with their needs of life that God wants us to do. And coming together and singing as we do should influence us to do better and to do more for the Lord. And much can happen when we're willing to be built up in that way. So we need to sing and make melody with our hearts to the Lord. Turn back to the Old Testament for a moment. In the book of Psalms in chapter 95. Psalms in chapter 95. King David wrote this particular psalm. Now, sometimes David is called the sweet singer of Israel, because he wrote so many songs and so many hymns and praises to God. Psalms 95 and verse 1. He says, "Oh, come and let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout with joyful shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to Him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In His hand we are the deep places of the earth, and His heights of the hills are His also. And the sea is His, and for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me and tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation, and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest." But notice how David sets them up. He says, this is what you need to do to overcome what they did in the wilderness. That you can be the kind of people God wants you to be. Verse 6 says, "Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand." This evening, if you need to respond to the Lord's invitation, singing and praying is what God wants us to do in service every day. Tonight, if you need to come, won't you do so as we stand, as we sing.